So out goes Jerome Powell, in comes Kevin Warsh, and there's an interesting piece out of the Wall Street Journal. Kevin Warsh wants the Fed to think differently about how it measures inflation instead of just relying on the PCE index. We don't need to go down that rabbit hole. But he wants to look at it differently, put more weight on trimmed inflation measures. It would remove extreme price spikes like sudden jumps in energy or food prices, and it would focus on underlying long-term trends instead of, you know, these short kind of one-time shocks into what they're looking at. Is that the way to approach this? And is it going to be beneficial when it comes to how they measure what the rates need to be? Stephen Moore, the former senior visiting fellow of economics at the Heritage Foundation, former economics advisor to Donald Trump, joins us. Stephen, it's good to have you back.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of the way Kevin Warsh is addressing inflation, how he wants the Fed to think about it?
Well, first of all, you know, the purpose of the Fed and the purpose of a monetary system and a currency is so that, you know, your currency can retain its value over time. And if you have wild swings in inflation like a peso, you know, nobody's going to use the currency. So we are blessed as Americans because the dollar is the world reserve currency. In other words, almost every major financial transaction throughout the globe is done in dollars because people trust the value of the dollar, that it's not going to take these wild swings. Although the good news is that one of the worst Fed chairmen in modern times, Jerome Powell, is finally gone from that job. He's the one who let, you know, inflation go up to 9%, swing up and down and up and down. Kevin Warsh is an outstanding choice. He is going to be an inflation hawk. He's going to bring that inflation number back down to below 2% and hopefully closer to zero. We're going to see hopefully the inflation rate for groceries and for gasoline and other things come down, which will benefit the American economy and American shoppers.
Stephen, historically, the Fed relies most heavily on the PCE index, which is still running closer to about 3.8%. If policymakers start
running close to what?
3.8%.
That's about right.
If policymakers, you know, start leaning more on lower adjusted measures, does that risk giving a false sense that inflation is under control?
That's a great question. I mean, the question you're asking sort of is, what measure do we use for a crisis? Do we use core inflation, which excludes energy and food? By the way, I have to say, as an economist, I've been doing this for 40 years, I never understood the whole idea of core inflation. I mean, to exclude food and energy, look, that's what we spend our money on.
Why would you
take that out of the equation? Here's what I think, what I think that Kevin Warsh will do and should do. And this is something that, you know, Art Laffer and Steve Forbes and I and others have all endorsed, which is to use what's called a price rule. In other words, look at what is happening right now. I'm talking to you on my cell phone. I could go to something called the CRB index, and it will show you in real time what is happening with the price of gold, what is happening to the price of wheat, what's happening to the price of copper, what's happening to the price of coal, all, you know, 35 major commodities. In real time, it'll show you whether those numbers are going up and down. That's what Kevin Warsh should be looking at, because it changes every minute, and it shows you what's happening to the direction of those commodities. And by the way, if commodity prices go up, if the price of wheat and gas goes up, what's going to happen to the price of things that you buy at the store? It's going to go up as well. So what I'm saying is, we've got to take the discretion away from the Fed and just follow a rule. Everybody knows what the rule is. And if the commodity prices are rising too quickly, it's time to, you know, lower the amount of money supply. And if prices are starting to fall, because deflation can be a bad thing too, you want to put more money into the economy. And that would be a system that would work quite well. And I think that's exactly what Kevin Warsh will do.
All right. Well, there are some out there that are saying, well, Warsh is just going to move the goalpost. He there's even this signal that he may move away from that 2% number and just focus on whether or not inflation is consistently stable and not necessarily worry that it's 2% or not. Is that an arbitrary number? Is he moving the goalpost to find whatever looks best?
I think he wants inflation at closer to zero. By the way, the reason that we have a 2%,
I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, the reason that we have a 2% target is that there is one thing that's worse than inflation. You know what that is? Deflation. You know, in fact, in the Great Depression, you know, the worst decade, you know, perhaps ever for the U.S. economy, we actually had prices were falling, not rising. So farmers couldn't make any money. Blah, blah, blah. So the reason we have a 2% target is so we don't go below zero. But look, Kevin Warsh, here's the good news. Kevin Warsh is going to be one of the most outstanding Fed chairmen we've ever had. I think he'll be another Alan Greenspan. Remember, Greenspan was absolutely fantastic. We had the big boom in the 90s. And we're going to have a stable dollar, and we're going to retain the dollars. You've heard of BRICS. Have you guys heard
sure.
of that? That's
yeah.
the idea of, mm-hmm. you know, Brazil, Russia, yep. India, China are going to have a, you know, by the way, it's the stupidest idea. Why would anybody trust, you know, China, Russia, Brazil over the United States currency? It's never going to happen. But the point is that we want to make sure the dollar remains strong and stable. That will happen, and when that happens, it will benefit all Americans, and we'll see. Look, the news, by the way, in the economy over the last several weeks has been amazingly positive. You know, we're seeing record amounts of investment by businesses. The GDP numbers are 3 to 4%. You know, I know people are angry about food and gas prices, but, you know, you look at how about the stock market? My God, the NASDAQ, the S&P 500, And the Dow Jones are at record highs today. We all own 401k plans, or most of us do, so we all benefit from a rising stock market. We're the only country in the world that's growing. Once we get that oil price back down to, you know, below $70 a barrel, I think you're going to see the biggest boom you ever saw.
And before we go, if inflation is still yeah. hovering closer to 3% than 2%, Stephen, what does that mean for interest rates in 2026? Are markets getting ahead of themselves and expecting cuts?
When you said when what is it, 3%?
The
inflation rate?
Inflation rate is closer to 3
yeah.
than 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a very good point. You know, again, you get an A in economics today, my friend. So, you know, if the inflation is above 3%, then the Fed cannot be lowering the federal funds rate, because that would push more money to the economy. And what did Milton Friedman teach us? What is inflation? It's too many dollars chasing too few goods. So that's why I don't think right out of the gate you're going to see Kevin Warsh, even though Trump wants him to do it. I don't think now is the right time to be cutting interest rates, because we still have, as you said, inflation is running at 3.5 to 4%. I don't want to be flushing more money into an economy when you've got inflation at that level. If we get the inflation rate down to 2%, mm-hmm. then maybe we can start cutting those rates. But remember, by the way, one last thing I know on the way out. The government does not control the interest rate. That's this mythology out
right.
there. The interest rate is determined by the market, the demand and the supply of money, and that's what sets interest rates, not some wizard behind a curtain in Washington.
Stephen Moore, we appreciate you as always. We'll talk again very soon. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Thanks. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. You do the same. The Brad Galley Show is officially live. Brad Galley joins us next on JR Morning.